I'm going to close it up. I'm just going to inform that to the public that...
Chair, I wanted to speak.
Oh, I didn't see you, Randy Johnson. I didn't see your hand. I apologize about that. Go ahead, Commissioner Johnson.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I think, you know, just some reflection, I think instant gratification, we've been waiting, you know, 10 years so far and not another 15 or 20. That's been pretty patient. I just wanted to say again, thanks to all concerned in terms of spending time on this issue. But in some ways, that's kind of the problem. To Patrick Mulhern's point, you know, this project pretty much sucks the oxygen out of all public discussion on other things that are so necessary for a transportation commission to focus on. You know, even the earlier debate about commission where we decided to allow somebody to choose their commissioner and appointee was almost a proxy vote on the subject that we're talking about right now. My feeling is that equity, environment, economy, all these things that are so important to people in terms of meeting those goals is something that we can do with what we have right now without trying to reinvent more complicated solutions. Our bus system, our transit system is well positioned if it's enhanced, if roads are enhanced. You know, to the point that people talked about, you know, the needs of the transportation in this county are so huge. You know, every time one of our the people responsible for transportation in our cities and our county, they're always talking about how bad our roads are. Yet we spend very, very little in remediating those particular needs. I just wanted to say that I appreciate the attempt in bringing forward a business plan and kind of talking about it and studying it. But what struck me was about this, the business plan and the recommendations and the conclusions were the number of risks. Do you guys remember the one slide where there was the bubble and it said the risk and risk identification, mitigation, funding, compatibility with the freight and trail, stakeholder support. We have project delivery, organizational development, technology. Right there, you have so many red flags that doesn't give anybody pause on why this is so infeasible. Then, you know, I've said in the past, those who ignore history are condemned to repeat it. We have history. Okay, it's a high-speed rail, smart. You know, first of all, Michael Rotkin, thank you for allowing us to speak a little bit more than 2 minutes. I hope you don't regret it if I'm carrying on too much. But one of the things you said, and I respect you, but one of the things you said in 2016 is that if we build it, they will come. But history says that's not really true. All you have to do is look at the SMART train. I looked at some of the ballot language, which they said 7,000 to 10,000 people would ride it. I think the average is more like 2,900. And they got up to 5,400 one day, but that's when they gave it away at no cost and people were eligible to ride free. So I just think, you know, we have to pay attention to, you know, the red flags that are out there. So when I hear about the risk, the unknowns, the conjecture, kind of the wishful thinking, is there any, I guess, surprise that people that pay attention to the people's money and the risk associated with moving forward, that someone like me would vote no? So as you can probably tell, I'm a no vote, and hope I didn't go too much past 2 minutes. Thank you.
It's reasonable in time.
Thank you. Is there any other commissioner that'd like to comment before I comment and close? You know, inform the public that I closed the comments to the public on this. We do have a motion and a second on it for the approval of the staff recommendation. My comments are this. You know, I've lived here 52 years in this area, approximately 40 of those years driving on these roads. And I've seen the infrastructure not grow at all. I've seen no growth attitude in this community, in this county. We lack housing. We lack places for employment. You know, we lack mobility because there is a no cost. It's too expensive to expand Highway 1. But yet, you know, we did a multimodal project. We qualified because we had a transit corridor project online. If we didn't have that, we probably wouldn't have qualified for that $107 million project. So we wouldn't have bus on shoulders. We wouldn't have had synchronized lighting sequences for SoCal. So all that money, we would have lost all that money, and we would have still stayed in the same position of wishing that we would have been able to qualify for funding. And, you know, so you see all these things, and you hear all the community members objecting to some of these things and supporting some of them. In a sense, and it's unfortunate that a lot of these commissioners aren't willing to move forward on this. And it's not we're not spending money. We're asking the staff to go out and look for money to do this environmental impact report on this rail trail. And once they do find funding for it, then we are going to be we should be moving forward with it. But by rejecting this, then again, it's like the old cliche, you know, Highway 1 when we wanted to widen it years ago. We didn't do it. You know, years ago, it kind of could have cost us like maybe one third the cost that we would have approved it. And so I see this happening, the same thing with this rail corridor, this transit corridor. We lose the transit corridor because we stop moving forward on this. You know, we have to remember we have an ACL agreement still with a railroad company that still has not given up its rights to it. So, you know, and there's a 10-year agreement. So those rails aren't going to be moved in 10 years. And it's not going to cost us nothing to move this plan forward to staff's recommendation. And if the state does step forward, then we're going to benefit from it because we're going to be one step closer to that process. But if we do go and it does get rejected, then we're going to go back to ground zero again. And we're going to be going through the whole process again. And for those that are the wishful thinkers of the trail only, that means we'll have to go back all over again, restart a whole new process. And those that say that let's take it out to the voters, well, if you take it out to the voters, these are unreally the numbers. You know, they want to run out with this proposal. They want to do a 30% conceptual drawing that's going to bring us really closer to the more reality of numbers than what's being put forth now, because it's a 50% consensual plan on it. So, you know, it's kind of ridiculous what these fellow commissioners are suggesting, that we stop at this point. Since we have invested so much money and so much time already into this, to not allow this to move forward and set ourselves up as a county for the future possibilities. You know, you folks have to think about this correctly. So anyways, I'm going to be supporting the staff recommendation because I think it's the best thing for the overall for the community. But like alternate and Commissioner Andy Super said, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do know one thing, that this county's population growth is going to grow. People from around the world are going to come here, and especially the dreamers like Bud have of this world-renowned trail. It's going to be people from around the world. There's going to be vehicle miles traveled. There's going to be people parking in La Selva neighborhoods to travel on those trail on that trail, to walk it, to bike it. They are going to be parking in your neighborhood because Watsonville really doesn't have a trail that goes through their neighborhoods. So, you know, there is still going to be an impact. If there is only a trail to Capitola, La Selva, Aptos, in that corridor, you're not going to be free. It's not just going to be your kids or your mom or your dad walking that trail. It's going to be people from around the world, tourists that come to this within this county and do an impact in our community. So we really need to think about the overall picture. And so I'll leave it at that, and I'll call for roll call.
Commissioner Rutkin.
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Aye.
Commissioner Peterson?
No.
Commissioner McPherson?
You're muted, Bruce.
Sorry, no.
Commissioner Koenig?
No.
Commissioner Alternate Mulhern?
No.
Commission Alternate Shiffrin?
Aye.
Commissioner Caput?
Aye.
Commissioner Montesino?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson?
No.
Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Bertrand?
No.
Tie vote.
Tie vote.
I'd like to make a motion that we sort of split the recommendations here. There are really two recommendations in the staff report. One is to accept the business plan. The other is to direct staff to move forward and try to seek the funds. I think it would be a mistake to not accept the business plan. The consultants gave us what we asked for. Whether we want to move forward or not, simply accepting the plan is completing the contract and recognizing the reality that we have the plan. Unless somebody wants to send it back for more work, I don't think it's worth delaying this any longer. So I'd make a motion that we just approve the
accept. The language you want is accept, Andy, not approve.
Pardon me?
You want the language should say accept, not approve.
I'm sorry, that we accept the I make a motion that we accept, well, actually, if I could finish my, that we approve the first two staff recommendations, that we accept the business plan and pass a resolution accepting the business plan.
Second that motion. That's right.
I just wanted to have Mr. Preston make it clear, this is asking us to complete the study and grant requirements, but it will not result in doing anything more than that on the project now. Is that correct? I could be okay with that if that's the case.
So the resolution has several recitals, and the second to last recital states that the business plan provides a guiding document for funding the implementation of electric passenger rail on the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line and does not commit to a definitive course of action for project implementation. So I think with that recital in there and with the motion on the table right now, I think it could accomplish that. I was also asked, or I heard mentioned by the maker of the motion, Commissioner Shiffrin, you know, about possible modifications to the plan. The plan itself does provide certain information on implementation, and the way we presented it with the cash flow model, we were very specific with respect to the fiscal years and what would be done in each fiscal year. That's shown in chapter 7, and it starts with fiscal year 21-22, commencing on July 1st of this year. I would propose that if the commission does not wish to move forward with this, that the plan itself be amended so those fiscal years be removed and be replaced by year 1, year 2, to show the conceptual nature of the plan, that the acceptance of the plan is just accepting the concept, meeting the requirements of our grants, and no other further action would be needed.
Okay. I'd accept those changes to the motion, which would remove the specific dates. And my understanding is that all we would be doing is accepting the plan and completing the contract.
That's fine with the second as well.
I can be okay with that. This is not committing us to anything else in the future. Okay. Got it.
I had Commissioner Montesino wanting to speak. Are you still with us, Commissioner?
No, that's a negative.
Thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second on the table. There's any other...
Commissioner Johnson wanted to say something, I think Commissioner Peterson as well.
Thank you, Chair. So it just strikes me this is kind of seat of the pants again without having a full staff report on all the implications of such a motion. And why do we do that? In other words, you lose at something and then we want to reestablish the guidelines and move the goalposts again because it's, quote, sounds reasonable. No, I don't think it's wise for us to do this by the seat of our pants and just all of a sudden say, no, we're going to do this, this, and this. We had a vote on the resolution. Okay, it passed. I'm sorry about that, but that's just the reality. You know, in 2 weeks or a month or something, you can come back and, you know, make your points, have a staff report, fully explore the implications, because right now we don't know what they are. You know, the executive director has given his opinion on what would be involved and what it would mean, and I respect the guy, but at the same time I want to see in front of me what those implications really are, and you can only do that through reading and, you know, maybe talking with your constituents and so forth. So I can't vote for this.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Commissioner.
I can understand Mr. Johnson's concerns. To Guy Preston, if we delayed this vote or this motion till next month, would that have an adverse impact and having us complete the obligations of our contract? Can we wait and do what is proposed now if need be, is what I'm asking.
I'm going to defer to Ginger on what the deadlines are to have the commission accept the plan and complete the work associated with the grant. I want to remind the commission that this, again, was never, the business plan is not a requirement for anything, but there were certain steps in there that were included in our grant for the network integration study. That we would like to complete so that we don't need to come back to the commission, that if there is no action desired by the board, we can just accept this plan, put it on the shelf and decide, you know, what we want to do with the corridor at another time. So it seems to me like, you know, you could move forward today. Otherwise, we would definitely need to come back and have a whole nother item on this. And Ginger, I'll let you respond to as to whether or not we would meet our deadline requirements for the network integration grant.
Thank you, Guy. Executive Director Preston, yes, for the grant requirements, the deliverables are due on June 30th of this year. So there is time to defer to a future meeting in the next month or two.
Could I ask Guy a question about related to that? What additional information could you provide next month that the commission hasn't already seen? We've had X number of hours this morning and now this afternoon hearing from the public, hearing from commissioners, hearing from consultants about what's in the plan, the business plan, and, you know, is there anything else that you can tell us that's going to, you know, I can't agree that this to just accept it now and not have to go through another 4 hours of testimony next month for no other, you know, when there's no purpose to it, when we already have all the information that we're going to get. It just doesn't seem reasonable to me. So, Guy, is there something else that you could bring to the commission beyond what has already been presented?
I don't think there was a request for any additional information. The only change being made would be to change fiscal year 21-22 to year one, et cetera. So that could be, of course, shown in writing, a revised plan that shows that, but that could be posted to our website afterwards. That's the only change proposed. So that would be the only additional information I could actually provide would be the actual changes in hand.
And we can approve those today.
Mr. Chair.
That's correct. Yes,
Commissioner Rutkin.
Randy, let me make a personal appeal. You've won this thing. You've stopped the staff, but if this vote means the staff is not authorized to spend additional time working on looking for funding sources and all this kind of stuff, please don't subject us to another 4 hours of hearing over something that's going nowhere.
I don't think, Chair, I don't think it's going to be another 4 hours. If
you don't think that everybody in Ford and everybody on the other side is going to show up at the next meeting, that this is still on the table, you don't understand this county. And I think you do understand this county.
Well, I've been on this RTC for 21 years. I don't know. But, you know, I think, you know, just having something that is, we've heard from Ginger that there's not going to be a delay in any sort of or repercussions from this. And if it is so non-controversial, put it on the consent agenda, but at least let us read about it and make an informed decision. That's the only thing. I just don't like, you know, after something's been decided, all of a sudden there's now a follow-up in terms of, well, can we just do this and just do that? Okay, but I just don't know where the ramifications are.
I'm going to bring this back to, we have a motion on the table and a second on that.
Second on that, right?
We're commenting.
What I understand.
A lot of feedback coming back somehow.
I have a question, Aurelio.
Hang on.
Just a question.
Hang on.
What was the vote?
Yeah. Hi, 6-6.
So does that, it was 6-6?
A tie vote is a failed vote, Greg.
So it failed?
That's correct.
Yes.
Oh boy.
So, Mr. Chair. Hang on, we have a motion and a second, and we were looking for an amendment for verbiage. Is that correct?
No, that was accepted into the motion.
By the maker and the second.
With the second, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I wish to be recognized. Am I recognized?
Really? Yes, Commissioner Rutkin.
I call the question. I think people are clear what's in front of us, and hopefully people will disagree with Randy about whether it's helpful just to put this off.
No, I actually have
several people want to speak.
Mike, I have a technical question.
Hang on a minute. I haven't finished with everybody. I wanted to come back to the other commissioners. Comment on the motion that's on the table now. Commissioner Alternate Patrick.
Thank you, Chair. Just quickly to staff, I recall at the beginning of Ginger's presentation that there were two features of the business plan that were required to be approved according to the Caltrans grant money that we had. I believe we had to accept the governance model and the implementation plan, but not necessarily the entire business plan. Could you clarify that for me? And also, how much money are we talking about? And is Caltrans saying they want us to pay it back if we don't accept this today? Is it like $100,000 or is it like $1.7 million? Like, how much money are we talking about having to pay Caltrans back if we don't accept this?
So you're correct, Commissioner Mulhern, that there are two sections that are required in the scope of work to meet the grant requirements that to have accepted by the commission. They are the governance discussion, which is in section 3. And then the next is the next steps for implementation. I think we could potentially state that those are provided in section 5, although section 5 does not provide any kind of time frame or you break it out on a 25-year basis. As far as if we did not meet that obligation, I believe it would be the full grant. If we don't meet the grant requirements, we would have to pay back the $100,000.
Thank you. Commissioner, do you have any other questions?
No, thank you both very much.
Commissioner Christian Peterson.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding what I'm voting on.
So in the recommendations, number two, it says to adopt a resolution accepting the business plan for electric passenger rail as a guide for implementation. But the guide for implementation, doesn't it include this seeking federal and state funding for engineering? And that's something that if we're not including in this motion, I think that's where I'm getting a little bit confused. If someone could clarify that for me, I'd appreciate it.
I'd be happy, as far as I understand it, as a guide, it doesn't necessarily direct staff to do anything else. But as far as if that's a concern, I'd be happy to have that part of the resolution taken out and the recommendation to just adopt a resolution accepting the business plan for the electric passenger rail on the line and just end it there. It seems to me that most of the testimony wasn't really about whether the information in the business plan was wrong. It was like, what should we do with it? Should we go forward or should we not go forward? Well, you know, a majority of the commission doesn't want to go forward at this point, but at least let's get this step taken so that we have a completed document. And as Guy says, it will be put on the shelf and then some future commission can decide what the next steps, if any, are going to be. But we'll be done with this contract and we'll be done with this particular document. So if it's acceptable to the second, and if it's if it responds to Commissioner Peterson's concerns, I'm willing to amend the motion to end the recommendation to the resolution, take out as a guide for implementation, and to delete that section of the resolution that talks about it being a guide for implementation.
It's fine with the second.
Okay, we have an approval from the second.
Yeah. So then again, we're just completing grant compliance. That's what we do.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Commissioner Peterson, was that answered for you, or do you want?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Commissioner Beltran.
Yeah, to the point of trying to understand the implications of Andy's motion with all the changes, I still would prefer to see a staff report. Have some time, staff generate some recommendations based on thinking about this a little bit further. Just got thrown at me. You know, I haven't even had a chance to think about it. What are the implications of this particular vote? I see where you're trying to go. You're trying to meet the requirements of the grant. I understand that. And, you know, we're trying to take off the guide to moving forward. But, you know, let's think about it a little bit. Come back with a staff report. I think that's a mature way to go about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Manu.
Thank you, Chair. I want to offer a substitute motion to accept the portions of the business plan that meet the minimal requirements of the state grant and complete the consultant contract.
Yes, substitute motion.
I'll second that.
McPherson, did you second that?
Yeah, I think Patrick Mulhern did, but yes, with either one.
Okay, Commissioner, alternate Patrick Mulhern recognizes a second. I want to bring that up to question right now.
Yeah, I have a question about what the implication of this motion is in terms of the rest of the business plan. Is that going to come back? Is it not going to come back? What does it mean about further actions by the commission on this issue? I was sort of hoping that based on the previous vote, the commission would just accept the plan and that would be it for the time being. I kind of resent the idea that it's more mature to delay after all the information that the commission has received and all the testimony the commission has received about the business plan. I'm not sure what more we can get, but what then, if this motion, the substitute motion would pass, what then is the implication for further action on the rest of the business plan.
Point of order. Point of order. I'd like to ask our counsel. I didn't think we accepted substitute motions. I thought we act on clear the motion on the floor before another motion is put forward if it fails.
You can consider a substitute motion would take precedence over the motion that's on the floor.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we went through this once already.
All right, thank you.
So are there any other comments from other fellow commissioners on the substitute motion?
I would just say that I don't support it because I'd like to have a final vote on the business plan and be able to move on.
I'll just point out to Commissioner Schifrin that I believe this accomplishes that because we would be meeting the minimal requirements of the state grant as explicitly stated and completing the consultant contract. So it would not be needed to review any the business plan at a future date.
So with that being said, my understanding, I guess, this would also not direct staff to move forward with the federal state fund completing preliminary engineering or environmental documentation?
Correct.
Okay.
And it also sort of leaves in limbo the entire analysis that we just paid $100,000 to get.
Yeah. And that what the substitution motion would do. Okay.
All right, I have a comment.
Hello? Yeah, I will not be supporting this substitute motion. I think Commissioner Schifrin is on the right track to move forward. That's all my comments.
Thank you.
Commissioner
Brown and then Commissioner Rutkin.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a procedural question. Are we supposed to vote on whether or not to accept the substitute motion before we vote? That's my understanding on the procedural rules.
First, we'll be voting on the substitutional motion.
Or we're just voting on the substance of the motion, not whether or not to.
Correct.
Okay.
Motion and a second for the substitute motion, so you would vote on that motion itself.
Yeah, we have a second on the substitution.
Correct.
Already. Commissioner Rutkin.
I hope people will vote no on this. Come back to Andy's motion as amended, which basically gets what the people who don't want us to spend any more money or staff time or anything else, we can look at the train, put it as Guy Preston put it on the shelf. That's what you're going to get. I think it would be good to close this chapter if that's what people want to do, and at least we're split vote on it. That's what it would be. I don't think there's some scheme going on here to try and slip this back in or something. In effect, the split vote means that those that hope we would go after the $17 million and move ahead and everything else have been defeated in this motion for lack on a tie vote. And I think that would make a lot more sense to truly be done with this and not leave it hanging in limbo, whether again, as Andy pointed out, people didn't object to this, the study that was done here. The business plan, the objection was that we don't want to have more staff time, work on it, have the train just inevitably move forward. So I think it just makes sense in a clean way to close this up. So please vote no on this substitute motion. Go back to the main motion, which accomplishes what the opponents of the initial motion that tied vote on stuff was going after.
Thank you, Commissioner Rutkin. I'm going to go ahead and just call the question on the substitute motion. Can we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Bertrand?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown?
Commissioner Brown?
No.
No.
Commissioner Johnson?
Commissioner Johnson?
Commissioner Montesino?
Commissioner Montesino?
No.
Commissioner Caput?
Hold on. Oh, there we go. No.
Commissioner Alternate Schifrin?
No.
Commission Alternate Mulher?
Yes.
Commissioner Koenig?
Aye.
Commissioner McPherson?
Aye.
Commissioner Peterson?
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
No.
Commissioner Rutkin?
No. So it fails. Tie vote.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, back to the main motion.
So we'll go back to the original motion on the table.
Call the question.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Bertrand?
No.
No.
Commissioner Montesino?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson?
No.
Commissioner Caput?
Aye.
Commission Alternate Shiffrin?
Aye.
Commission Alternate Mulhern?
No.
Commissioner Koenig?
No.
Commissioner McPherson?
No.
Commissioner Peterson?
No.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Yes.
Commissioner Rotkin?
Aye. Let's go through it again.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Commissioner.
Thank you very much. My comments were based on the concept that I'd like some time to think about things. And, you know, with the impact of our vote, I think waiting to the next meeting is a reasonable way to go.
It's the only choice we have at this point.
Yeah, I totally agree, Mike. And, you know, and I think you and I are in agreement on this. We want to have enough time to think about the implications of this vote. I think it's imperative that we do that. And for me, it's a mature thing, at least for me. I mean, I know I need time to think about things. I thought about this whole meeting for the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's just been impossible, all the calls and stuff. I think every single one of us has been in this position. All of us are very engaged in this particular committee and the people that have talked to us and sent emails. So my motion is to bring this back with the amendments, et cetera, that we're trying to consider to the next meeting and have a staff report. I want us to understand the implications, whether it's going to be paying off our $100,000, whether it's going to be allowing staff to do something more or not allowing staff to do something more. I want to see clearly what that is. And that's my motion.
So your motion is to bring back the entire recommendations?
No, not the entire recommendation. We need to figure out what to do. Some people want to just carve out part and not carve out part. And I don't quite understand.
I think what I'm understanding is the only way we can do that is to bring back the whole recommendations for our next meeting.
Practical observation, when you got a split vote, the only thing you can do is bring it back to the next meeting, and you bring the whole ball of wax back to the next meeting because nothing passed here. That's what tie votes do. Look at our bylaws. When you have a tie vote and Robert's Rules of Order and the rules that we use, which I forget the name of now, Rosenberg's Rules of Order, when you have a tie vote, it comes back to the next meeting for further discussion. You have a tie vote. You can't do anything. Nothing else can happen.
I don't know. I disagree. I mean, I indicated I could go along with the initial motion by Andy, but yeah, obviously it's the message, the image that was going to be coming out of this if we went ahead with it. I think we can wait till next month. Let's just do it. And if we go through another 4-hour debate, that's our problem. I think we can do this very simply next month. I think that's the way we should go.
I don't believe it takes a motion to do that. If we do nothing, what I'm saying is it'll come back at our next meeting because we didn't finish it.
As a chair, I'm trying to learn something here. I think we should direct staff to bring this back onto the agenda for our next meeting.
Thank you. And a clear report about, excuse me, Mr. Chair, if I may suggest, a clear report about if we take out certain sections of what the motion was, as you suggested, Guy Parison, in terms of the time scale, you know, a variety of options that we could consider when we eventually make a motion.
Yeah, well, right now, the direction is to have staff come back and put this on the agenda for next month.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The whole thing will be back.
You can do that by consensus without calling for a roll call vote on this.
Yeah. All right. I don't see everybody. I guess Yesenia does. Can we raise our hands? Bring it back.
I just a quick question, Aurelio. What was the vote on the last motion we had?
Six on everything. Six.
Everything tied.
So it failed. Okay.
Yeah, everything failed.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just so that the staff is clear with what they are bringing back, I don't think that just a hand raise is sufficient to bring the entire item back, because you really are talking about two different things. You either bring the entire item back, or potentially you could bring back the implications of Commissioner Schifrin's motion.
I think
a bit to guide, but I think we need to be clear about what you're asking staff to do.
I think at this point, we need to bring the whole thing back. That'll allow also public to further comment, and allow also commissioners to further investigate and get questions answered that they may need to be answered. So I'd like to direct staff to bring the whole agenda item back on our next commissioners meeting.
I can't support that. I mean, we've already, like you say, spent four and a half hours discussing this.
Wait a minute. You were the first one that said you wanted to bring it back.
This was initially just an adjunct.
The whole thing.
No, let's vote on that then, because I don't think the commission supports that.
I think it's the only fair thing for the public.
The public has spoken, and so have we on the whole thing. Right? We're talking about what Andy Schifrin discussed and what Mike Rotkin seconded, and what I think Jacques Bertrand wants a staff report for the full implication. So to come back with something we just decided
we haven't decided anything, everything's failed. So nothing's been decided, and I think it's fair for the public to have the opportunity again to speak.
Well, then let's vote on it.
We as a commission have not been able to make a decision on that.
Okay, let me make a motion that we continue this item to the next meeting and direct staff to come back with responses. And direct staff to come back with a response to the questions raised by the commissioners related to the business plan.
Commissioner Alternate, can you repeat that, because you were stepped on over.
I'm sorry. That we continue this item to the next meeting and direct staff to return with responses to the questions that were raised by commissioners regarding the business plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. I'm going to call
Commissioner Bertrand. Commissioner Bertrand? Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson?
No.
Commissioner Montesino?
Aye.
Commissioner Caput?
Aye.
Commission Alternate Schifrin?
Aye.
Commission Alternate Mulhern?
Aye.
Commissioner Koenig?
Aye.
Commissioner McPherson?
Aye.
Commissioner Peterson?
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Aye.
Commissioner Rotkin?
Aye.
That motion passes.
Thank you, commissioners.
We're not done with our meeting. We have other items.
No, I know we're not. I just wanted to thank you. We got through this.
Give me a number on the vote, please.
We will move on to our next item on the agenda.
I think the vote was 10 to 1, was it, or 11 to 1? Commissioner Caput asked for the vote.
Yeah.
That is correct, what you said, Commissioner Schifrin.
What was it?
11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and move on to item 22, fiscal year 2021-22 proposed budget staff report.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm Tracy New, Director of Finance and Budget for the RTC. Presented to the commission today is the fiscal year 2021-22 budget, reflecting updated projections for Transportation Development Act and Measure D revenues. Per the act, the county auditor provides the RTC with TDA revenue projections. In addition to the county projections, Hinderleiter DeLamas provides the RTC with regional market information, sales tax trends, and revenue projections. The economic outlook is positive, with the assumption there will be no further setbacks caused by subsequent outbreak surges. Marketplace facilitator activity for online sales transactions continues to smooth the impact of the pandemic on the hardest hit business categories, which are restaurants and hotels and fuel and service stations. Other categories have fared better than expected, with statewide tax dollars expected to return to fiscal year 2018-19 levels by the end of this fiscal year. However, this does not mean that all business sectors have returned to their prior levels. Taxes from online sales resulting from the implementation of AB 147 and enhanced by the pandemic are part of that mix and make up some of the lost dollars from other business segments. The proposed fiscal year 21-22 budget is balanced and includes the funding to meet funding reserves and the RTC's state and federally mandated responsibilities, as well as continue the RTC's priority transportation projects and programs. The Budget and Administration Personnel Committee and staff recommend that the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission adopt the attached resolution approving the proposed fiscal year 21-22 RTC budget as shown on Exhibit A of Attachment 1, except the Measure D revenue forecast for fiscal years 2021 and 21-22 provided by Hinderleiter DeLamas, which is Attachment 3, except the 30-year revenue projection, which incorporates the HDL forecast for fiscal year 2021 and 21-22, it's attachment number 4, and except the 5-year revenue estimates for Measure D recipients with the HDL forecast for 21-22 and calculation of the revenue distribution for local jurisdictions with updated data, and that's attachment 5. I'm happy to take any questions. I did cut my staff report short because I know that we've been having a very long meeting, so please, if you have any questions, let me.
Thank you. We'll take questions. Commissioner Rotkin.
Do I understand correctly? This is basically a revenue projections for our budget. It's not the complete budget, which will eventually be passed later in the year. Do I have that correctly?
So
no. Okay, well, straighten me out.
This is the fiscal year 21-22 budget that we adopt. We adopt it in its entirety, but its main purpose is to provide the TDA allocations and revenue for the local jurisdictions to prepare their fiscal year budgets, which come generally in June.
Okay, thank you. I read through this carefully. I don't see much on expenditures.